Shall we open the book of Hebrews chapter 12?
Shall
we read from verse 5 to 13?
好，我们一起来读。
Shall we read together?
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所受纳的儿子。你们所忍受的，是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。因有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. But God,
唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那些经验过的人结出平安的果汁，就是义。所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。我们有一点祷告。
Shall we have some prayer?
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
让我们能够有这样自由的环境，也有这样的美好的时间，可以自由的聚集在你的名下。
So that we have the freedom and the beautiful time to gather before under your name.
主，让我们常常为着你给我们的现在的恩典，就献上我们的感恩。
Help us to offer up our thanksgiving to you for the grace you've given us.
主，也让我们懂得珍惜每一个你给我们的今天和现在。
Help us to also cherish every today and present that you give us.
然后我们可以在这一个今天的处境里边，就来做一个敬拜你的人。
So that while we're living in today's situation, we can be a person to worship you.
做一个遵行你旨意的人。
We can be a person to follow your will.
做一个与你同行的人。
To be a person to walk with you.
主，我们感谢你，因为在地上虽然有许多的风浪。
Lord, we thank you, although we see so much storms on the earth.
但是在你里边有平安。
Yet in you we find peace.
主，我们感谢你，你说隐藏在你里边的人就是有避难所，就是有高台。
Lord, we thank you for...You said, whoever hides in you, you are our refuge.
我们感谢主，虽然疫情在世界是这样的蔓延，但是我们看见，我们蒙你的保守，有这样的平安。
Although the pandemic has spread all over the world, but because of your protection, we have peace in you.
让我们就能够珍惜每一个平安的时刻，是为着来赞美你的。
Help us to cherish every peaceful moment so that we will praise you.
是为着来讨你喜欢的。
So that we will please you.
主，我们把今天在这里的聚会从头到尾都交在主你自己恩典的保守当中。
Lord, we commit this gathering from the beginning to the end onto your merciful hands.
越过人一切的软弱，
surpass all the limitations and weakness of human being，
也越过讲员跟翻译的软弱，
and surpass the weakness of the speaker and interpreter。
主，让你自己的话能够藉着圣灵点活在每个人的心中。
Lord, may you kindle your word in our heart through the Holy Spirit，
成为我们应时的帮助，
and become our help，
也成为我们行走的力量，
and become the strength while we walk。
我们在你面前恭敬地对你说，主，请你对我们说话。
In reverence, we say to you, Lord, speak.
我们的心只愿意听见主你自己的声音。
Our heart is willing to hear your own voice.
我们的眼睛也只愿意看见主你自己的荣美。
Our eyes are willing to see your own glory.
愿你在我们当中得着荣耀。
May you receive the glory among us.
被我们高举。
And be exalted by us.
奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
最近一直跟弟兄姐妹一起在看希伯来书11、12、13。
I have been recently sharing with you the book of Hebrews from chapter 10, 11 to 12, 13。
那上一次开始讲了第一段的12章，就是那个荣耀的盼望。
Last time we share about the first paragraph of chapter 12, which is the glorious hope.
因为在11章告诉了我们有许多美好的见证人。
Because in chapter 11, it tells us of many beautiful witnesses.
他们不只成为我们的鼓励和榜样。
Not only they become our encouragement and examples.
他也告诉我们信靠主的人绝不自以羞愧。
They also tell us those who believe in the Lord will not be put to shame.
而且也告诉我们那帮蛮有信心的我们的前辈们。
They tell us that our ancestors who have such great faith,
包括历世历代那些被神大用的仆人们，
including the great servants of God,
他们都在那里等着，等着什么呢？等着我们在基督里边可以跟他们一起的来享受那一个荣耀的结局。
All of them were waiting. They're waiting for us to be able to receive the result, the glorious result in Christ Jesus.
所以在12章一开始就告诉我们要仰望那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So in the beginning of chapter 12, it encourages us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
不要灰心。
Do not lose heart.
那紧跟着下来，他又讲到一件的事情。
And it follows another thing that the author mentions.
因为我们在这个世界上，我们会面临许多的征战，也有许多的迷惑。
Because we will encounter many struggles and temptations in this world.
不管你愿意不愿意，我们都被卷进了一场属灵的征战里边。
Whether you're willing or not, we're all involved in this spiritual warfare.
所以既然是有征战，就会有危险。
Now that there is a warfare, there is danger.
就会有难处。
There will be difficulties.
而且他也提醒我们，作为基督徒，不可能是一帆风顺。
It warns us that being a Christian, your journey might not be smooth all over the way through.
所以第五节一开始他这么说的。
In verse 5, it says,
我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。
My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline.
被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
如果你是已经信主一段时间了，
If you have already believed in the Lord for a while,
我相信你肯定的会发现，并不像以前人所想象的，一信主以后你就百事亨通。
I believe that you believe that it's not as you have imagined previously. As soon as you believe in the Lord, then everything goes your own way.
你就得以要什么有什么。
And all your wishes are fulfilled.
但是这里希伯来书的作者特别特别的讲到一件事。
Yet the author of the book of Hebrews specially mentions this.
他说
，He said，
如果你是孩子的话
，If you're still a child，
父亲就一定管教你。
The father is bound to discipline you。
甚至这句话用的比较重。
Even though this sentence is very serious,
他说又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
It says he actually whips those he accepts as a son.
我想作为父母的人，或者我们有父母的人，我们都懂得一件事。
For those who are parents or who have parents, we know one thing.
如果我们做错了
If we made a mistake,
有两种人会对我们有反应
Two types of people will respond to us
一种是跟你无关无系的人或者受你得罪的人
One type of people is who have nothing to do with you or who you have offended
他们会起来反对你甚至攻击你
They will rise up to oppose you or even attack you
而且他所有对你的攻击带的是仇恨
And all their attacks come with hatred
但是另外一种呢是父母对儿女的管教
And another group of people is your parents who will respond with discipline
如果你错了
If you've done something wrong
他一定要管教
They have to, they must discipline you
因为他在你身上有爱
Because they love you.
他管教是出于要把你培养成更加成熟的有负责任的一个人。
They discipline you out of love, out of the hope that you will become a more mature, a better person.
在教育孩子的事情上呢，我听到不同的许多的做法。
In terms of bringing up a child, I heard many different ways of teaching.
我自己没有资格跟你讲管教跟 带领孩子的事情
I'm not qualified to teach you how to bring up a child
但是我却自己非常清楚的知道主如果爱我他就必须管教我
But I myself understand one thing clearly that if the Lord loves me he must discipline me
而且我知道主对你我的越是他所爱的他会管教的越严格。
I also know that the more he loves you and me, the harder he disciplines.
我们都是蒙恩而且蒙主所重生的人。
We are a group of peoples who are saved by grace and who were born again in him.
我们在我们信主而且得救的开始，我们就已经是神家里的孩子。
Ever since we believe in the Lord, we become a children, a child in God's family.
一面我们有一个非常特殊的地位和荣耀的未来
On one hand we receive a special status and a glorious hope a glorious
每当我们想到神怎样的从我们卑微的境况里边从罪恶的里边拯救出来的这个事实
Every time we remembered how God has saved us from sin and deep lowliness
我们心里就充满感激
We filled with appreciation
但是你会发现当你慢慢的在主的家里边来成长的时候
Yet gradually as you grow in his household
如果主要让你成为一个有用的人
If God is to bring you up into someone who has use
你就多多少少要开始受训练
Then more or less you start to be trained
管教更大的一部分是为着训练你
The disciplining is for training you.
他是为了把你训练到一个能够体贴父亲心意的人。
It is to train you so that you become someone who is mindful for your father's heart.
我很羡慕我们当中一些年轻的小家庭。
I admire a lot of the young families among us.
我也很感谢主，因为我们中间很多年轻的小家庭他们都是蒙恩夫妻都是同心来 靠主的人。
I thank God for those young families because the parents, the young couples, both of them are saved by grace and they walk this journey together.
我有时候看见他们那样的爱他们的小孩，同时也是那样的保护跟管教他们的小孩，我真的很羡慕。
I see them discipline their children as well as loving their children, and I really thank God for that.
为着他们心中有一个这样愿意带小孩到主面前好好的培养他们，我要为此献上感谢。
For the desire that they have to bring their children before God, I thank God for it.
但是如果你带小孩，你就会明白，小孩子哪怕再乖，他也有一些事情需要被纠正的。
As you know, even the best children, they will have something that they need to be corrected.
因为他心智还没成熟。
Because they're not mature yet in their heart.
他还很多时候容易受外边的事情所蒙蔽跟欺骗。
A lot of time they could be cheated or deceived by things outside the world.
所以作为家长，你就肯定会很小心的，他到底做了什么事。
So being a parent, you will be very careful, want to know what have they done.
下边他有说到人生的父母尚且要管教自己的孩子。
It then says that even human fathers know to discipline children.
因为他是想要孩子得到好处。
Because they want the children to receive benefits.
记得我听见有些年轻父母这样说一个这样的话，我很开心。
Remember one thing, I hear young people, young couples said this, which made me really happy.
他说如果你自己在发怒在发脾气的时候你千万不要管教孩子。
They said, if you're in a great anger yourself, do not discipline your children.
因为小孩子不是你发舌愤怒的对象。
Because your child is not the target for you to vent your anger on.
但是并不意味着你不纠正。跟不管教他。
But it doesn't necessarily mean that you do not need to discipline or correct him.
管教有一个很大的目标，就是要让他能够得着儿子的名分。
The biggest purpose of disciplining is so that your son, your child can receive the sonship.
他生下来有生命就已经是儿子的事实，不能改变。
Since he's born, he received a life. Yes, he's your son. This is unchangeable.
但是他不能体会父母的心肠。
But he's not yet to understand his parents.
他也不能承担父母的责任。
He's not able to receive the responsibility of his parents.
当孩子们要受训练，直到可以承受儿子的名分的时候。
When the children is being trained until the time that they can carry the responsibility.
意味着什么呢？
What does it mean?
意味着他将可以代表他的父亲在外边做事。
It means that he can represent his father to do things outside.
他将可以代表他父亲来管理他手下的所有。
He can represent his father to take charge of everything under his father.
所以在这个层面上他必须要成熟。
From that angle, he has to mature.
他必须明白父亲要的是什么。
And to understand what is it that his father wants.
所以很多的时候。
So many times.
我们在属灵的道路上，我们常常有时候对我们的天父有误解。
In our spiritual journey, we also have a misunderstanding to our Heavenly Father.
就好像好多小孩子被父母管教的时候心里很怒。
Just like many children, they're really angry while they're being disciplined.
因为一个很简单的时候你被打你痛的。
Because when you are whipped, you feel painful.
因为你非常爱自己的你很生气的。
Because you love yourself, so you become angry.
你可能会对你的父母讲，你爱我，你干嘛这样打我？
Maybe you say to your parents, if you love me, why do you hit me like this?
不过等到你长大以后你才发现。
Yet while you grow up, until you will discover that.
那些管教对你真的太有用了。
Those disciplines are so useful.
可能中国以前教孩子的方法，在现代人来说是不能被接受的。
Maybe the old method of Chinese disciplining is not acceptable today.
因为我在中国小时候受的教育是棍棒底下出孝子。
Because while I was young, our philosophy is you can only bring up a good child with a rod.
当然，当这个理念后边犯过很多错误。
Of course, because of this philosophy, there were a lot of mistakes being done.
但是同样，今天认为小孩子打不得，我认为是另一种的错误。
But today, it is another type of mistake. While people say you can never hit or discipline your children.
如果我们不承认人性里边都有自私，都有败坏的倾向。
But if we do not admit that everyone has the inclination of selfishness and corruption,
孩子就可以不受管教。
The child can go grow up without
being disciplined. 如果在人的本性里边拥有这种的罪性。
But if humans all have this sinful nature in them,
他就必须受管教。
Then they have to receive discipline.
因为管教就要除掉人的愚昧。
Because discipline is to remove your fallenness.
我记得在我属灵成长的过程中，
I remember why I grow up in my spirit.
因着主的拯救跟慈爱。
Because of the Lord's deliverance and His mercy.
在一个很艰难的处境里边，我却非常非常的被主所吸引。
I was deeply attracted by the Lord, even under a very difficult condition.
然后我会照着我自己的天性，我会做许多我认为是很好的事。
And according to my nature, I will do many things that I believe are good.
当然，这里边的所谓很好，是包括我自己的喜欢。
When I say good, it includes my own opinion, whichever thing that I feel like. 然后
很多时候我会为着达到我自己的目的，我甚至可以利用圣经来给我自己辩护。
Oftentimes, even to, in order to fulfill my own purpose, I use the Bible to argue for myself.
后来有一次我受到很大的管教。
Once I was disciplined greatly because of this.
因为那一次的管教是深刻到真的是终身难忘。
And that discipline was deep on me. I can't even forget it all my life.
我被处以一种几乎就要没命的状态。
I almost was in a situation to lose my life.
然后我也是很像一般的小孩子一样的。
And just like those little children,
我向主祷告。
I pray to my God.
我说你明明说是你爱我。
I said, Lord, you said you love me.
你能这样爱法吗？
Can you love me in this way?
你剥夺了我许多的权利。
You have exploited a lot of my rights.
我要读书的权利你给我拿掉了。
The right to study, you've taken it away.
我喜欢学工作的机会你也给我拿掉了。
The right to have a job, and you've taken that away from me.
甚至我需要有一个健康的身体你都把我拿掉了。
Even now, the right to receive a healthy body, you've taken that away.
这就是你爱我吗？
Is that the way you love me?
很感谢主，当时就是这句话。
Thank God, at that time,
非常清楚地来到我的心中。
This verse came into my heart clearly.
你如果不受管教就不是儿子。
If you're not being disciplined by me, you're not my son.
而且他下边讲得很清楚，管教的是当时不觉喜乐，反觉愁苦。
And it says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful.
但是后来会为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
如果你我小心的去回顾主在你身上的带领，
If we carefully, recall how God had led us all our life,
你就不会单单因着主曾经怎样恩待你、帮助你、成全你而感恩。
You would not only thank God for how He had helped you and achieved what you wish in your heart.
你也会为着主怎样管教你、剥夺你、限制你，献上感恩。
And you would also thank God for how God had limited you, had disciplined you.
因为他禁止了你走向灭亡。
Because He had prohibited you from going towards the
destruction. 他禁止你偏行己路。
He banned you from going your own way.
他藉着这些管教慢慢地把天父的心意就制作在你的里边。
Through disciplining you, he had gradually revealed God's desire in you.
而且他更重要的是要我要你得着 儿子的名分。
More importantly, he is to give you and me the sonship in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天都知道我们是基督徒，我们蒙恩得救了，我们很开心，对不对？
Brother and sister, we're very happy today. Is that right? Because we are saved by grace and we're Christian today.
但是仔细想想，
Yet,
你我在生活上，在心态上有多少是儿子的相称的名分呢？
Think about it. How many times are we like his son in our life and in our attitude?
多少时候你做事没人理你，你可以自由来做事的时候，你第一件想的是什么呢？
How often do we think of him while we have the freedom to do whatever we want?
你会不会常常把主摆在你的面前？
Are you always put the Lord in front of you?
人看见看不见都不重要。
Whether people see you or not, it is not important.
你自己高兴不高兴也不是重要。
Whether you're happy or not, it's not important either.
你心中有一个东西，就是你要以天父的心为你的喜悦和追求。
But there's only one thing in your heart. Your desire is to fulfill your heavenly Father's heart. He is your target.
儿子的名分是什么？就是像耶稣。
What is the sonship? It is to be like Jesus.
因为主耶稣就是神哪个最完美的儿子。
Because Jesus is the most perfect Son of God.
他是把他自己的生命给了我们。
He gave his life to us.
所以今天神要在你我身上让这一个生命成长。成熟。
So today, God is to bring up this life in us, to grow up and to mature.
如果我们都明白这一点，我们就会欢迎所有每一天不同的际遇跟不同的环境。
If we understand this point, then we will welcome everything, every circumstance that has fallen upon us.
我有时候常常这样的觉得。
I often have this feeling.
拿个简单的比方来说，
Just to have a simple example，
我们都会学得要向主祷告。
We all know that we are to pray to God。
但是很多时候你的目标是在那个祷告的结果上，对不对？
A lot of time your goal is on the outcome of your prayer. Is that right?
你要求一个什么样的结果，你的祷告完全向着那个结果去的，对不对？
You want something that will happen and your prayer will focus on that outcome.
如果那个结果是你喜欢的，你说主听了我的祷告，感谢主。
If the outcome is what you like and you will thank God for it.
如果那个结果不是你所要的结果，你说主不听祷告。
If the outcome is not what you want and you will say, Lord, you didn't listen to my prayer.
你会因此而埋怨你的主。
And you even will complain to your God.
你会觉得主不够爱你。
You will reckon that the Lord doesn't love you enough. He doesn't care for you.
但是我越过越觉得祷告后果我们以为是结局的东西，其实真正来说是次要的。
But I feel this more and more, that the outcome of your prayer is not that important.
我们习惯把主次颠倒。
We often change the orders of important things and less important things.
是你整个在主面前祷告的过程，那个是重要，
it is,
是目的。
It is the process of your prayer in front of God that is most important. That
主喜欢你在他面前祷告。
Our Lord likes you to pray for him.
主喜欢你在祷告的时候把你自己谦卑下来。
He likes the fact that you humbled yourself while you pray.
你为什么要祷告？
Why do you pray?
因为你知道你自己算不得什么，也没有能力。
Because you know you're nobody and you're weak.
你也知道你不知道未来是怎么一回事。
And you do not know what lay in the future.
但是你在祷告的时候，你是开始逐渐的在醒悟一件事，我的主掌管着这一切。
However, while you're praying, you're being woken up that the Lord is in control.
你是透过祷告的过程，你学习把自己谦卑下来，俯伏下来。
During the process, you humble yourself before God.
这一个过程是我们常常忽略的。
That process is often neglected by us.
其实这个过程才是我们真正蒙恩的过程。
However, it is that process that we are received His grace most.
结局怎么样，其实倒不是最重要。
It doesn't matter what outcome it is.
我巴不得说，我们都能够慢慢的成熟。
How I really hope that we will become more mature.
我们能够明白一件事，神所安排所给的都是最好。
That we will come to know one thing, whatever God has planned, has arranged for you, is the best for you.
我最近在念读一个非常早期的圣徒他写的东西。
Recently, I've been reading something written by an ancient saint.
他说，遵行神的旨意，明白神的旨意，其实非常简单，非常容易。
He said, it is actually really simple to understand and follow God's will.
不需要像我们想象中要有特殊的什么教育，特殊的什么环境，你才能明白。
You don't need to receive special education or circumstance in order to understand.
他说，只要你在每一个今天学习向主顺服，从用信和顺服从主的手中来领受，你就已经是在明白和遵行神的旨意。
He said, you're already doing God's will if you can receive from His hand today every little circumstance from His hand. Trust and obey.
我真的盼望你能理解这个东西。
I really hope that youcould come to understand it.
可能今天你身体有点不舒服。
Maybe today you're not well.
可能今天你的工作不顺利。
Maybe today your job is not as
you wish. 可能今天你的孩子不听话。
Maybe your children are not obeying you.
可能你有很多很多这样那样你不喜欢的事发生。
And you have this and that which are make you unhappy.
但是那一位圣徒是这样对我们说的。
Yet that servant, that saint said this to us.
我们懂得用信心而且顺服的来接受。
If we can accept and receive from him with our faith,
不把它看成是从人手里来接受。
Do not reckon that this is from only man's hand,
而是从神的手里来接受。
However, we treat it as we receive from God's hand.
你就已经在遵行也在明白神的旨意。
With faith and obedience, then we are already understanding and following God's will.
深深的父管教我们，我们善且敬重他。
Our human father disciplines us and we still respect them.
何况万灵的父。
How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirit?
他是全能全知全智满有慈爱。
He has all power, wisdom, love and mercy.
我们岂不更应当相信而且接受他的管理吗？
How much more shall we trust and accept his discipline?
这里说到，不仅仅我们要得着儿子的名分，在性格上有一个要求。
Not only does he say you need to receive the sonship,
就是要让我们在他的圣洁上有份。
There's also a purpose is to share in his holiness.
在希伯来书写到后边这些劝勉的时候，他一再的劝我们一件事。
In the later passages of the book of Hebrew, it reminds us again and again.
求告主名的人一定要离开不义。
Those who ask in the Lord's name shall depart from unholiness.
求告主名的人一定要追求圣洁的生活。
Those who called upon God's name have to pursue a life of holiness.
因为非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Because without holiness, no one will see God.
圣洁不是一个高不可攀的理想在哪里？
Holiness is not an ideal too high for us to reach.
圣洁不过就是不要堕落而已。
Holiness means do not fall down.
我们有一件事是我们自己可以做的。
There's one thing we can do.
也是我们自己有责任去做的。
And which we have the responsibility to do.
就是远离罪恶，弃绝罪恶。
Which is to depart from sinfulness and to reject sin.
当我们做了这一件的事，其他的我们都可以安然的向主来感恩的接受。
When we've done this.We can leave everything else to God and receive with gratitude.
我们觉得很稀奇的就是圣洁，一面是主所赐给我们的一个恩赐。
It is an amazing thing because on one hand, holiness is given to us by God.
因为当你得救的时候，我们就成为了圣洁的子民，是耶稣的宝血洗净了我们。
Because when we are saved, we become the holy nation. It is His.Precious blood that has cleansed us.
这是一个恩赐。
This is a gift from God.
同时呢，圣洁是一个命令。
At the same time, holiness is a command from God.
所以他一直在圣经中一再的告诉我们，这些已经蒙恩被成圣的人说，所以你要圣洁。
So the Bible reminds us many times, you need to be holy.
所以我们看见在救恩在属灵生命成长的过程中神的恩典少不得。
So we see while our spiritual life is growing, we can't do it without God's grace.
人自己的责任也少不得。
But we also can't do it without our own responsibility.
下边他说你们要把下垂的手发酸的腿挺起来也要为自己的脚把道路修直了。使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。
It then says, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees, make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
这是对我们这些蒙恩的人的一个警戒。
This is a warning to us who are.Saved by grace.
也是一个勉励。
It's also an encouragement to us.
要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
Strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees.
你经过一段时间跟随主的路，肯定的，我们遇到一些的艰难。遇到一些的难主，但是我们都蒙恩典被带了过来。
After you follow the Lord for a while, yes, you've encountered difficulties. However, you have been led and protected by the Lord.
但是有时候我们会疲倦，会灰心。
However, we could grow weary and lose heart.
这里就提醒你我要小心这件事。
Then it reminds us of one thing.
不要让手继续的下垂。
Do not let your arms keep feeble.
如何不让手下垂呢？
How to not keep your arms feeble?
保罗曾经在提摩太书信告诉说，你们要随时举起你们的手来祷告。
Paul said in the book of Timothy,You need to lift up your arms at any time to pray.
祷告是举手的最好的，也是帮助别人的最好的力量。
The best way, to give strength to yourself and to other people is to lift up your arms to pray.
你记得在以色列人出埃及的路上。
Remember on the Israelites on their way to come out of Egypt.
有一个民族叫做亚玛利人。
There were these Amalekites.
非常非常的坏。
They are a very wicked nation.
它其实是代表着我们人性里边那个的肉体自我。
They represent the self, the flesh of human nature.
平时你看不出它有多厉害。
Usually, under general circumstances, you can't see how wicked they are.
他甚至常常混合在以色列人的中间行走。
They even, those people even are mixed with a group of Israelite people.
但是一旦以色列人有些人疲倦了，掉队了。
Yeah, as soon as some of the Israelites become weak and fall behind the whole army,
他们就会把这批软弱的人给杀掉。
They will attack and murder those weak people.
所以有一次神就对摩西说，你给我差遣人起来去跟亚玛力人打仗。
So God said to Moses one day, send some troops and fight the Amalekites.
约书亚被差派带领军队去打仗。
Joshua was sent with an army to fight the Amalekites.
圣经就写了一幅非常美的图画。
And the Bible described a beautiful picture to us.
他说摩西呢就在山上举手祷告。
He said Moses was praying on the mountaintop, lifting his arms.
什么时候他的手伸出去了，举上来了。
Whenever his arms are lifted up,
约书亚在前方就打胜仗。
Joshua would win the battle.
什么时候他的手垂下来了？
Whenever his arms fell down,
亚玛力人就打胜仗。
Then the Amalekites won.
我觉得这是一幅非常美的描写。
I knew this is a very vivid description.
在我们的肉体当中，在弟兄姐妹中间有软弱的时候。
In our flesh and the flesh of brothers and sisters, there are weakness.
所以这里告诉我们说，你要把手举起来。
So it says, you need to lift up your arms.
你要祷告。
You need to pray.
藉着你这样的代祷，能够扭转战局。
Through your prayer, you will turn the battle around.
而且你知道在那场战争以后，神向摩西立了一个条例。
You know, after that war, God had a covenant made with Moses.
就是我要世世代代与亚玛力人征战。
That is, you are to fight against the Amalekites through all your generations.
这句话用新约的解释就是你要天天舍己背十字架来跟从主。
To interpret this from the point of the New Testament, it means you are to deny yourself, take up your cross.
你要天天跟你的肉体打仗。
You need to fight against your flesh every day.
那你需要什么呢？
Then what do you need?
你要举起你发下垂的手起来。
You need to lift up your feeble arms.
然后你要为这些软弱的在战争上的人代祷。
To pray for the weak, to pray for those who are on the battlefield.
我想今天我们都是同奔天路的人。
I believe today we're all walking on this heavenly journey.
希伯来书的作者在这里劝勉你跟我。
The author of Hebrews is encouraging you and me.
如果你觉得累了，
If you feel tired,
你要很小心。
You need to be cautious.
我也要很小心。
And I need to be cautious too.
我们要随时举起手来祷告。
We are to lift up our feeble arms to pray.
为自己的脚把道路修直。
Make level the path for our feet.
如果我们自己走得撞撞跌跌、歪歪曲曲，后边的人就不知道怎么走了。
If we ourselves stumble on our way ahead, then how would the people behind us know how to walk this road?
你不只为你自己需要举起手来祷告。
Not only for yourself, you need to lift up your arms.
你要为着你周围的弟兄姐妹，为着你家里那些的人，而把道路修直。
You also need to make level the path for your families, for the brothers and sisters, and for the people coming behind you.
能够看见一条可走的直路。
So that they can see a straight path ahead of them.
我们要把我们中间看见的许多的软弱不足的地方，我们要为他们祷告。
We are to pray for those weaknesses that we see among us and among the brothers and sisters.
时间的关系我不想拖太长，但是我有一点小小的事情让大家都记得，也为这些来祷告。
I do not keep it too long because of time, but I like to give you a few things so that you can pray, we can all pray together.
我们要为着我们中间那些孩子们、年轻人来祷告。
We are to pray for the young people among us.
因为他们在这里受的是讲英语的教育。
Because they're here being educated in the English culture.
有时候他们因为顺从父母，跟着你们来到聚会中，他们坐在那里挺辛苦的。
Sometimes they come to the meeting because they follow their parents, and it is really hard for them.
我想我们必须顾念到他们的需要。
I think we need to all care for their needs.
我们要求主。
We need to pray for God.
亲自的用爱吸引他们。
To attract them with His own love.
我们也要求主让我们能够把路走直了。
And we also need to ask God for us to walk this path straight.
不要叫人跌倒。
So that no people will stumble because of us.
所以我想，如果你家有小孩子的。
So if you have children in your family.
如果他们有什么好的提议跟意见给你的，你不能一下子就责备他。
If you, they have good suggestions to you, do not rebuke them.Immediately.
你要为他祷告，也为整个教会的需要祷告。
But rather pray for them and pray for the need of the whole church.
我们要把人带到主的面前，不是带到一个组织里边。
We're to bring people before the Lord, not into an organization.
教会人多人少不重要。
It doesn't matter whether the church have more people or less.
重要的是每个人必须自己。会认识主。
It does matter that every single person coming to the church know God.
我们有一个荣耀的盼望，记得。
We have a glorious hope.
我们已经是儿子。
We are the son.
但是神要训练我们成为有儿子名分，可以承受他的产业的儿女。
Yet God is to train us into His sonship so that we can inherit, we can take His inheritance.
我们讲到盼望的一部分。
This is what we've talked about, hope.
如果在场有一些是福音朋友的话，
If we have gospel friends here with us today,
我们也巴不得把这个盼望让你能够好好的思想。
We also hope that we will give this hope to you for you to consider.
因为我们知道地和其上的一切很快都要过去。
Because we know the earth and everything on the earth will pass away very soon.
但是天父却要为我们预备一个无法被震动的国度。
Yet our heavenly Father has prepared us a kingdom that can never be shaken.
不会消失，不会消失。
It will not disappear.
不再有任何地上的不平、不公跟哀苦、哀痛的东西。
And it will not have tears, griefs, or anything that's negative on this earth in this new kingdom.
并且这一个荣耀的盼望是给每一个愿意的人都可以得着的。
And this glorious hope is for everyone who's willing to receive.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你，你在我们前边摆着一个荣耀的盼望，就是你的自己。
Lord, we thank you for this glorious hope you have laid ahead of us, which is yourself.
因为你是我们信心创始和成终的。
Because you're the author and the perfecter of our faith.
你不只为我们开了救恩的路。
Not only have you opened the way of salvation.
你还为我们准备了美好的结局。
You also prepared for us a beautiful ending.
让我们能够脱离地上许多的迷惑跟捆绑。
So that we can be delivered from all the temptations and bounding.
来向着标杆直跑。
And to run towards the target.
要得着主你从上边召我们来得的奖赏。
To receive the rewards that you have called from above.
主今天在这里如果有福音朋友，你让他们能够愿意来追求这一个属天的呼召和盼望。
Lord, if we have gospel friends among us today, may you help them to be willing to come and receive this heavenly calling.
主今天在我们中间如果有谁有遇到一些什么难处的，让我们知道都是你爱的管教在带领我们能够向你。
For those who have received some hardship among us, Lord, help them to understand it is out of the discipline of your love.
主在我们中间如果有疲倦软弱的，求你让我们能够把下垂的手再挺起来，
举起手来向你祷告。
Lord, for those who are weak, help them to lift up their feeble arms so that they can pray to you at any time.
主，我们巴不得说，当你来的时候，我们能够欢欢喜喜的来迎接你。
Lord, we badly hope that when you are coming, we can come and welcome you in joy.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.